You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the G Family Performance Center in Edmond, Oklahoma, welcome to another episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G, saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. I must apologize big time because I know I owe you another podcast this week. I have shorted you one, especially if you're a subscriber, and our motto is your team every day. I was going to do a show last night. There were supposed to be two podcasts yesterday. I was going to do a show last night after the Bucks game, the final preseason game of the year for the Thunder. I did not get a chance to make it out to Chesapeake Energy Arena because things ran a little bit long in Norman with Ruffa McNeil, Trey Sermon, Kenneth Murray, and a couple of the other guys that were there for media availability, all of which you can hear, or at least you can hear three of those guys, three guys that I mentioned on the Locked On Sooners podcast, which is out now as well. But that ran a little late, so I didn't get a chance to make it out to the game. I was going to watch it this morning, but I got kind of caught up with Sooner Maven stuff, so I'm just kind of letting you know what's going on. And on top of all that, to pull back the curtain, and this isn't making excuse, my grandfather Asa passed away, and he was my last living grandparent, so it's been a little bit emotional. But that being said, considering how old I am at 46, I feel like I'm very lucky to have had my grandfather around as long as I did, and all my grandparents around as long as I did. And I hope you are that fortunate, no matter what age you are, that you get an opportunity to spend as much time with your grandparents as I did throughout my life. So it's just been kind of a hectic week. With that being said, if you will be so kind to let me make it up to you, we'll do a show on Saturday. We can just plug in. We'll do a show on Saturday because that'll get us ready right up to Tuesday for the first game of the year with the Golden State Warriors. So that's where we are with the Locked On Thunder podcast. And with all that, here's what's coming up on today's podcast. We're going to hear a lot from Billy Donovan. He'll talk about last night's game. He'll talk about Hamidou Diallo, who got 40 minutes last night. I'll also tell you how much I loved what Billy Donovan did with the minutes. We'll talk about why stuff like Jimmy Butler will never happen in Oklahoma City. And there's a very simple reason why somebody like Jimmy Butler would not allow to be getting away with what he's getting away with in Minnesota. Just would not happen here with Oklahoma City. There's a very simple reason. I will tell you that in segment number one. In segment number three, Deonte Burton is a guy who is really cutting himself out to be a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Signed a two-way contract. He's going to spend a lot of time in the G League. But Billy Donovan was very impressed with him, or has been very impressed with him throughout training camp. So we'll let you hear what Billy Donovan has to say. And I am on a personal mission this year to make Steven Adams a household name, not just here in Oklahoma City, not in just his homeland of New Zealand, which we do have listeners, and thank you very much. I'm saluting you with my nighttime coffee. But everywhere in America, I want the world to know the name Steven Adams. Joel Embiid, he just signed this big deal with Under Armour, make him the richest center. Why I think Steven Adams needs to be getting the same kind of pub. All that's coming up on today's show. My name's Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and News Radio 1000 KTOK. I've covered the Thunder for 5 years. Year six starts a week from this Sunday, and we are jacked up about that, and the Oklahoma City Thunder season starts on Tuesday. So with that in mind, if you like what you hear, please go to LockedOnThunder.com and check out all our archived podcasts, plus audio and player from coaches and players, or audio and video from coaches and players. And you guys put up with me. You guys put up with me so much for saying just the strangest freaking things. Okay, Jimmy Butler would never happen in Oklahoma City. Because if a guy like Jimmy Butler decided to get out of line here in OKC, Russell Westbrook would kick his ass. Everybody wants to criticize Russell Westbrook. Everybody wants to criticize Thunder culture. But because you have Russell Westbrook, a dominating figure inside that locker room who doesn't take a lot of crap, a guy who has that Kobe Bryant-esque Michael Jordan-esque attitude about them, but with more of a smile than Michael Jordan did or ever had. You're expected to perform at a high level. You're expected to conduct yourself at a high level. And if there's any chance that you're going to be a disruption to the team, Russell Westbrook will make sure you're on your way out the door. Just ask Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson started kind of being that guy that was going to break away from all the core values that the Oklahoma City Thunder had. He was going to go out and voice his opinion to the public. He was going to let people know that he wasn't happy here in Oklahoma City. And even though Reggie did a pretty good job of keeping that under wraps, as that started bubbling to the surface, guys like Westbrook and Kevin Durant made sure that he was kept under control. So you couldn't have that here in Oklahoma City. Plus, everybody likes to criticize the Thunder culture because guys don't get out and do a lot of media availability other than just what is made available to the media during designated times. So you don't hear any radio interviews. You don't see a lot of local commercials. There are a few, but you don't see a lot of that here with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But it's very carefully crafted. And as much as that may drive people absolutely nuts, I would rather have that and a lack of drama and talk about what's going on the court every day and the good things going on with Oklahoma City Thunder than be in a situation where our good friends at Locked On Timberwolves are right now, which is having to talk about Jimmy Butler coming back to practice, him turning to Scott Layden, the GM, during practice today, which is, it's Wednesday, we're recording this episode on Wednesday, and telling him, you effing need me to win. Jimmy Butler led the third string Timberwolves against the starters in a scrimmage and ended up winning. As fun as that is to talk about, as great as a radio it may make, or as great a podcast it may make, and it certainly has made for a great one-on-one with Rachel Nichols on ESPN, as someone who has covered that kind of drama, not at the NBA level, but did cover it at the college level, talking about a winning team is much more fun than the unraveling of an organization, because eventually the unraveling of an organization leads to apathy within the fan base. They stop wanting to hear about the organization, and eventually there's nothing left to talk about because usually things are so bad that the team is losing, so you have to move on and talk about other stuff. We don't have to do that with the Oklahoma City Thunder. We get the joy of actually talking about a good product. And this year, it's going to be a phenomenal product. Last night, Thunder go into overtime with the Minnesota Timberwolves in their final preseason game of the year, which, just a real quick soapbox issue right now. Note to the NBA, let's do away with overtime in the preseason. I don't care if there are... Do you really care if there are ties in the preseason? I mean, first of all, how many people are actually paying for preseason games? Most of the preseason games that you're going to, you've probably got those tickets from fans. However, if you wanted to buy preseason tickets, I would recommend that you do it with VividSeats.com. But I don't need the extension in the preseason. You don't have to do that. The guys who are going to play in the G League are the guys that need more minutes. They can always get that work during practice, during other workout times. You don't need to do it in a game, and we don't need to risk people getting hurt. Just call it good. That being said, Billy Donovan did a great job of making sure that the starters played very limited minutes last night, and Paul George put on a show of efficiency the likes we have not seen since probably Kevin Durant was here. And get ready to get used to that all season long. I think Paul George is going to be extremely efficient and have a great year. And he's going to draw some inevitable comparisons to KD because of that. All that being said, Thunder win last night. You get really good minutes out of Hamidou Diallo. Not a great night for Dennis Schroeder. You get an excellent night from Paul George. Deontay Burton has a good night. Still, it sounded like Billy Donovan was less than necessarily impressed with what his team was running out there.
Well, I thought as the game started, I thought we're back on our heels for a good portion of the first quarter, and I thought start to second, beginning of the second, we closed the half out very well, and I thought we played played good basketball, and then obviously decided just to sit Steven and Dennis and Paul. You know, felt like those guys had had enough, and you know, just based on four games, so went with some guys off the bench. I was a bit disappointed with our third quarter, just with the way we played. I didn't think that we played, you know, the way we're trying to play, never mind the pace and tempo, just the ball movement, the unselfishness. I thought we got caught taking a lot of really, really poor, ill-advised shots. And, you know, we kind of had control of the game, let them back in the game. And then, you know, I thought the guys that came in that fourth quarter to close the game really battled and fought, made some big plays on both ends of the floor. So we'll have enough to, I think, evaluate of where we can improve, things we like that we're doing, and hopefully utilize this next week to get better.
You only have a few days left, Billy, of camp to really worry about where this team is. But right now, overall, considering the fact that you've got two starters who are out, we don't know when they're going to be back, and Russell Westbrook should be back a lot sooner than Andre Robertson's going to be back. I don't know how you could be concerned. Yes, you could definitely be concerned if you're Billy Donovan. And you should be concerned if you're Billy Donovan because you can't afford any more injuries. And you've seen these guys in camp and you've seen them against NBA competition, but you haven't seen them play in a tense game situation. So you are right. You have no idea how they're going to react in that. Although what you have seen on the court has to be encouraging with the way that Dennis Schroeder has just messed with this team and how Hamidou Diallo has been a contributor and Timothée Luwawu-Cabarrot has been a contributor. I think you've gotten some nice surprises throughout this training camp, some things that you weren't expecting, and it points to good signs that while you are waiting for Russell Westbrook and Andre Robertson to come back, the Thunder should be able to do more than just keep their head above water. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. I mentioned our sponsor, Vivid Seats. Hey, first game of the year coming up a week from Sunday at the Peak. And if you want to go to it, download that Vivid Seats app for your phone, man. It is such a great, convenient app. And I love Vivid Seats because, one, they've got a 100% guarantee on all their seats. So you never have to worry about whether or not you're buying fake tickets. That's just not going to happen on VividSeats.com. The other thing I love is that VividSeats.com isn't just about being an online ticket marketplace. They really want to give you an experience. So they're looking to make the shopping experience for you really good, and they want you to come back. They want you to have a great time at that game, at that concert, whatever you're going to. Go see Metallica. You have a good time. You come back to VividSeats.com. Go see the Thunder, have a great time, you'll come back to VividSeats.com. I think you get the message here. I love businesses that are run that way, businesses that want to help you, and that's exactly what they want to do, and they want to do it with this promotion. You buy over $200 worth of tickets, and you put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and they're going to save you $20 on your first purchase. That's right, brand new customers, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll save $20 on purchases of $200 or more. It's all from VividSeats.com, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up next here on this episode of the Locked On Thunder Podcast, Hamidou Diallo gets 40 minutes last night. So Billy Donovan tells us exactly where Diallo is. It's all right here on LOT. Thank you for listening to our stripped-down version of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G., your gracious and humble host. Locked On Sooners is out now as well. It's also a little stripped-down today, just because that's the way we roll when we do things at home. I kind of like it that way. It gives it kind of a raw feel. But if you like Locked On Thunder and Locked On Sooners, great place to listen is on Google. Oh, well, wait, I don't have the little Google thing. I've got Alexa. Well, guess what? You can listen there. Well, hey, I don't have access to Alexa when I'm in the car. Well, we've got Apple iTunes, we've got Stitcher, we've got LockedOnSports.com, and for Locked On Thunder, we've got LockedOnThunder.com. So there are a lot of places to hear the Locked On Podcast Network. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much for listening. Habidou Diallo got 40 minutes last night. I love that. He is one of those guys that needs a lot of time on the court. And he got to start for Terrence Ferguson, who's still going through concussion protocol at this moment. And I'm anxious to see what happens on Tuesday now. See if Ferguson's out of concussion protocol. And if he's not, is it going to be Diallo that gets to start at the two guard? Will we see Timothée Luwakabara? I know who we won't see. At least I don't think we'll see. Of course, I could be shocked by all this, but I don't think we're going to see Alex Abrines start anytime soon. And what I'm going to chalk that up to, more than Abrines being inconsistent last year and getting on Billy's bad side, is just his health. And that's another thing. There's so much I'm watching in these first couple of games. Things you're not going to be able to tell in one, but probably the first three games, is just how many minutes certain guys are logging, how much of these young players are starting to contribute. There are just so many great storylines with the Thunder this year, and Hamidou Diallo is becoming one of those fabulous storylines. So he plays 40 minutes last night. Here's what Billy Donovan had to say about where Diallo is right now as a member of the Thunder and as an NBA player.
Well, I maybe look at it a little bit differently from a coach's perspective, because you're looking at a guy that, you know, if he's on the floor and, you know, Paul's out there with Russell, with Dennis Schroeder, and he, you know, however the lineups are out there, but he's out there with our veteran players. We don't need that from him. We need him to make good decisions in terms of when to shoot, when to pass, when to drive. And I think that's the most difficult thing for a young player at any level, when they go from high school to college, college to this level. When do I shoot? When do I pass? When do I drive? And he's smart enough and bright enough and is absorbing a lot of that information. He's doing a very, very good job with it. So I know people look at, he got 13 here and he got this. I'm not worried about that. I'm more concerned is, how is he defending? What's his physicality blocking out? How tenaciously is he going after the ball on the backboard? How physical is he getting over screens? Is he sniffing things out before they're taking place to figure out what's coming? Is he in the right defensive position? Like, those are the things that he's going to have to do over and over and over and over and over again. And it's less about his shot. We can do some things with him offensively to move him around. You know, it's like the same thing with Andre. You know, it's at times where, you know, he's not shooting the ball. We can move him around and get him to different spots of the floor to take advantage of what he does do well. And we could do the same thing for Hami. It's just a matter that he has got to make sure he continues to grow on the things that he's going to have to do during the entire, like, can he sprint back in transition? Can he get to the right spot? Can he communicate? Can he get matched up? When he hears pick and roll coverage, can he get into the right coverage? When we talk about, hey, this is what we want to take away on this particular player, can he go out? I believe he can. That's what I'm evaluating him on, not at all evaluating him on his offense.
I really, to give all the credit in the world to the Thunder scout, to the Thunder scouting staff, they knew who they were getting in that trade on draft night, or at least you had to think they were. But again, this is a guy that was a second round pick. And there has to always be with any rookie a little bit of skepticism for what they are bringing into camp. And with the Thunder, this guy, I don't know if he's necessarily exceeded expectations for the Thunder. He's exceeded my expectations. But then again, I'm a guy that looks at second round picks and I don't expect too much out of them. I've got a low bar for second round picks. So take that with a grain of salt as far as him exceeding my expectations. But really, overall, from where the Thunder are, if you just take all the injuries and everything that happened this summer that sort of worked against Oklahoma City, I've been pleasantly surprised with everything that I've seen. I had no idea that Dennis Schroeder would come in and fit this seamlessly, and I really didn't know if he was a guy that the Thunder wanted. I thought maybe you were making that trade that you would spin and get somebody else, and you were still going to try and cut down on salary further, but Sam Presti knows what he's doing. And maybe as we look back on this whole deal going on with Jimmy Butler and all that drama in Minnesota, maybe that's a reason we won't see Jimmy Butler here in Oklahoma City. Even with all the amazing trades Sam Presti pulls off, is he just doesn't want to bring a guy like that into the fabric of Oklahoma City and upset what you already have here. That being said, players know players. They know what goes on inside these organizations because everybody talks. They are NBA players are worse than old women at a beauty parlor. Trust me, they gab. They know everything. Everybody knows everybody. It's such a small, tight-knit community. You can't do anything in the NBA without somebody finding out and then it leaking to all other 29 teams that are in the association. So if there is anybody on the Thunder that endorses Jimmy Butler and tells Sam Presti they should go get him, Sam Presti's going to listen and he'll pull the trigger. Of course, that guy most likely needs to be Russell Westbrook and second in command, Paul George. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, I am on a personal mission this year, and I'm going to need your help to pull it off, and I'll tell you what it is next. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Oh, so close to the season getting started this year. What should be one of the most fun seasons that we have had in quite some time here in Oklahoma City. Last year wasn't bad. Last year was a lot of fun based on the names that were here in Oklahoma City. This year, Oklahoma City is going to be fun to cover because the team is going to be better than a lot of people think. I know what I am thinking it is for Oklahoma City, and I don't want to sit here and just pump sunshine, but I really think this has a chance to be a good team this year and be the third best team in the Western Conference. So it's going to be fun. And you know what else will be fun? OU football. It'll be fun the rest of the year too. Now with Mike Stoops gone and. Okay, that sounded mean. That sounded really mean. Okay, with there being a change in defensive coordinator, some guys getting healthy, OU football ought to be fun. They can still make the college football playoffs. And if you'd like to hear more about that, go to the Locked On Sooners podcast. We'd love to have you. Personal mission this year, help me out. Help me figure out a way to make Steven Adams more of a household name than what he already is. Not just in New Zealand, not just here in Oklahoma City, but all of America. I need your help to make sure that Steven Adams becomes a household name. So here's what we're going to do. Anytime you get a chance to tweet about Steven Adams, do so. We need to develop a hashtag, something like Adams Worldwide Star. Okay, you can come up with a better hashtag than that. I'm terrible at hashtags. We need to come up with a good hashtag, and we need to tweet it out about Steven Adams. And every time he does something good, we just use that hashtag to eventually catch fire because I want to see people wear Steven Adams jerseys in other arenas. I know it goes on right now, but with as popular as Russell Westbrook is and as popular as Paul George is, I'd like to see Steven Adams get as close to that as he possibly can because with Joel Embiid being the richest center, and look, there are better centers than Steven Adams in the NBA, don't get me wrong, but there's just not as many with as great a personality for the exception of Enes Kanter. And we had them both here for a while. But that's what I want. That's really what I want for this year. I want this to be the year of Steven Adams. So come up with a hashtag. Tell me about it at Locked On Thunder, at GEEHSO. And we'll do everything we can to make Steven Adams a household name all around the world. Not just, okay, I think you know where he's a household name. Deonte Burton is probably a guy who is making himself out to be the perfect Thunder. He'll spend a lot of time in the G League this year. He signed that two-way contract. We'll get an opportunity to see him a little bit here with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But for the most part, if you want to see him, you're going to have to go to the Cox Center versus go to Chesapeake Energy Arena. That being said, you have that selfless attitude. You're willing to play multiple positions. You're going to find favor in Oklahoma City. Here's Billy Donovan.
He doesn't care. Like, he's just a basketball player. Throw him out there. He can guard four different positions. And I think if he's going against the center, he'd get in there and he'd fight and he'd battle. He's physical. He's tough. He's got a competitiveness to him. He's not afraid. He's got a motor. I just think the biggest thing for him is he's got to, like, I think with what Hami's going through in terms of learning the things that I just spoke about with him, he's going through the same process too. I thought he played a great second half, more under control than he did the first half. Thought that first half was good for him, just the fact that he was trying to create, make things happen and be aggressive, but it really didn't work out well for him. He was aggressive in the second half in the right way. He was doing the right things when he needed to be aggressive. So he can play a lot of different spots. He could play the two, he could play the three, he could play the four. He could play all over.
finally, we wrap things up tonight. The Thunder did make some changes in training camp today, and they did waive Bryce Alford. I hate to see that. I root for Bryce Alford. I saw him play in high school. I covered his dad while he was coach at New Mexico. KJ McDaniels also got waived, and so did center Richard Solomon. In their place, the Thunder ended up signing Dante Grantham, Scotty Hobson, and Dez Wells. So those are the changes the Thunder made. And we'll be back tomorrow. And I'm going to talk a lot more about what I saw on the floor in that final preseason game tomorrow. And we'll do a little bit more X's and O's talk, maybe not as many topics. And we'll also hear from Billy Donovan and other members of the Thunder, because we do as much audio as we can on this show. I thank you very much for listening. I thank you for your patience and your kindness. And in today's world, everybody love everybody. ELE, spread the good word by the mouth of the great Jackie Moon. And of course, peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.